You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's do some NFL draft here at the top, because there's a couple of calls here from Craig and Greg who want to talk about Lance's mock draft. So we start with Craig here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
It's Lesbo.
Lesbian Craig. Craig. What up, Lesbian Craig?
Hey. This is what I sound like at 50. What's happening?
Well, yeah, you sound like
you do
younger.
Sound different.
That's because I sit home and smoke pot all day now. I'm retired.
No, hold on. Is this really Craig?
No, it's me, man.
I swear to
this
you.
This is what I sound like when I'm in a... This is what I sound like retired. See, you guys, I was calling you guys while I was at work.
You sound spry.
I can tell.
You sound younger. You sound... Yeah, being retired must be good. You retired?
Yeah, well, you know, man, when I got sick, you know, I'm a kidney patient, man. So when I got sick, you know, I'm a responder, and what I do professionally in regards to counterterrorism surveillance, it's kind of hard to do my job when you are dealing with the type of illness that I deal with.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm about to take the pilot episode to my new fishing show, so TV show. So I'm still doing stuff, man. I'm just not... You know, I'm not doing what I love doing in regard to my professional life. But that's cool, man. God makes changes in your life. You deal with them, you know.
Well, good. Hey, I'm glad. Are you healthy now?
I mean, I'm as healthy as a cat it can be. I'm as healthy as Scarface is. Mm. And he needs a kidney just like me.
Okay. So, all right. Got you.
Are you still able to play golf?
I don't play a lot of golf anymore, man, because I just got tired of, like, I'm the type of kid that I can do a lot of things, and if I'm having some relative success, I'll stay with it. But if I just realize I really suck at it, you know what I mean? Like, I just got tired of hacking around golf courses, and my buddy took me out to play out in Pearland, and he lives on the golf course. He's an actor. He's in Walking Dead. Matter of fact, I had him on the show when I was doing Hustle Time, and over there at ESPN, and I nearly broke the windows out of his patio windows on his home with my awesome tee game. So, I still love golf, man. I watch more golf, way more golf than I play now. My thing now is just, I try to fish every chance God gives me to get on some water, man. So, that's my big thing now. You know what, John? That issue about the Astros being booed, man, I don't even know if it's about the players anymore. I think it's just kind of the institutional boo now for the franchise. I just think in baseball, and I don't know that baseball should be criticized for this. I just think baseball has such a culture that's based on some things we've lost sight of in this country in regard to politics and everywhere you look. You know, we're not true anymore in America. And baseball is still pretty true. And the Astros violated that truth. So I let people know about they born of the Astros because it kind of is what it is, man. And we don't like it because it's our city. But if you really stand back and look at it, you know, with the broad view, let baseball be baseball. I don't think we want baseball to get too liberal in that regard, do we?
No, and you know, with baseball, I don't have a problem with other people being upset at the Astros. What I do have a problem with is that they, you know, the idea that when people start pushing that steroids weren't as bad as what happened with the Astros when they overdo it. Baseball is baseball. This is what happens with baseball. If you want, now they're talking about they're going to start measuring spin rate and they're going to start doing things in game to try to tell if the balls are being doctored. They're already trying to do away with some of the pine tar stuff and rosin that helps with spin rates. So now they're trying to look at pitchers who are doctoring balls, which has been kind of just they turn the other way in baseball. Even the hitters do. I think people, you know what, Craig? I think a lot of guys in baseball, the fans make a bigger deal of this than actual players do. The only time I've heard players get upset, it was with the Astros stuff. Usually they don't talk about the other stuff that for gained advantages. That's kind of their own. And you know how that goes. You don't want to know how the sausage is made. So outside the lines, if you heard what was said in locker rooms and on the field, people would be outraged. But, you know, in their own culture, in the sports culture, it's kind of the norm.
Baseball is the only sport that I've ever been intimidated by while doing radio. When I did my first show on 16, the block party, I called Cecil Cooper coach. And my co-host needed to knock me out of my chair. I was like, damn, what's the problem? It's like, you don't call a baseball manager coach. You call him Skip. I'm like, okay, but you're from Milwaukee, so go to hell. So I do have a draft question for you. Quick thing on the Cougs. Nobody's picking Cougs. And I know why they're not. I mean, probably that's a really good reason not to pick the Cougs, obviously, against Baylor or any of the teams left in the tournament, to be honest with you. Size begins to really, really matter the deeper you get into the NCAA tournament. But it's just cool to see the Cougs where they're at, man. Last time the Cougs was good, John, none of us needed ED doctors. So we can roll with what the Cougs are doing to this point. Five on the jammer. So, yes, it's been a long time. So, man, at this point, Cougs can't do no wrong by me. Kevin Sampson, that's my baby daddy. I love that man. Hated when he left the Rockets, and it is what it is. My draft thing, and so I can let y'all go. It's really a question. Lance, when you do your mock drafts, uh-huh. Are your mock drafts your impression of what teams should do, in your view, or is it what you expect teams to do philosophically? What are you doing to make your mock draft?
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Craig, and hopefully you're doing well. It's good hearing from you again. Hang in there. So what I expect is I try to predict what they will do. It's not what I think they should do. Now, my first mock draft that I do, since I've looked at all these players and had to write them up, a lot of it I will put my own opinion of these players in here because the teams aren't really – they don't even know these players as well in January when the first mock drafts come out. I think my first one was February. And so I'm only getting information way later now because there was no combine. I'm not seeing these guys. I just get to talk to some of them from time to time, text them, stuff like that. So I'm trying to predict what they will do. I'm not putting what I think they should do, but some of what I think they should do will leak in there when it comes to the players, like how the players are ranked. I don't know how the other guys rank them. But to me, I think a cornerback like Greg Newsome is good. I'm going to assume that a lot of teams see him the same way I do. So I'll put my own opinion based on who the players are who I think may fit into that spot. But I'm trying to predict what I think the team will do because sometimes I will not agree with it. So that's a good question. I get that question all the time, and I don't try to project my own thing about what I think teams should do. Although some of that will leak in from time to time because you'll assume that's common, like common sense on something, but that's never the way drafts work out. Every year things happen way, way different than we expect them to. You know what, Dell? It's funny. I was texting you because I'm not doing the NFL.com draft needs. I haven't done them for a couple years. And so I'm looking, the guy asked me if I could look them over and see if there's anything to change. And so I'm going through. It's funny how, so what I do is I go and, like, if I put Dolphins draft needs, for example, I'll type that in, and then I'll hit news, and I'll go look at what the fan sites are saying because I always think the fan sites have a decent feel for what a team's draft needs are. They talk about it more than anyone. The National, I always feel like the National doesn't really understand. Now, sometimes fans go over the top, but I feel like the local and the local beat writers and some of the fan sites are more likely to have a team needs than – National that doesn't have a good feel for the discussion.
Yeah, because the fans or the fan sites are working on the micro. I mean, the macro view, you got 31 other teams to try to figure out. Like you asked me yesterday about the Dolphins and you thought maybe safety, and that's a possibility. They have Eric Rowe, who was not a long-term fix, but he's a guy they like to put on what? Your mic is off.
I'm sorry, McCain is a little dude.
Yeah, he was a former corner, nickel corner, and they moved him to safety. But you look at their center position, they have Skura from the Ravens, who is a guy who they signed for almost a minimum deal, and he was injured and is coming off a major injury. He played through it last year. Creed Humphrey at 36 may be an option they look at, or a different center. But you might look at a fan site, a general site, and they're talking about wide receiver, which is a need. But if you get past that, it may be an edge rusher. But in that second round, the Dolphins should be looking at a center. So you're right. I think team sites do probably a better job than national sites in drilling down on beyond the first round and what a team might be looking for.
Yep. All right, 913 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. More draft talk on the other side. There's plenty to talk about, and Lance is in the middle of it all, and everybody's stealing his stuff from what we see. I mean, it's over.
Well, that's
and over.
What we hear. I don't sources yeah, close to us.
A lot of
us.
Guys are stealing things on the TV.
Yeah.
Like, I had somebody there, they probably stole it.
No, they didn't steal it, but they're stealing your thoughts on players, yep. You know?
Yep. I mean, thought thieves is what we call them.
That's what I call them. So, but
swagger jackers.
Swagger jackers.
Yeah.
You equate your mock draft to swagger?
Draft swagger. Yeah.
Mm. That's what it is.
Draft swagger. Let's see. Who had the Baltimore Ravens?
Nerdier, Del?
No.
Who had is it possible?
He could try. He's going to try really hard.
I mean, Star Wars geeks. And draft.
No, let's talk about this.
Well, hold on.
Terrace Marshall to the Ravens. Now all of a sudden, who has Terrace Marshall to the Ravens in his mock magically?
Who? Todd McShay?
Oh, Elijah Moore hadn't even been in his mock draft to the Saints. Now who has Elijah Moore? It's been in my mock draft, two straight mock drafts going to the Saints. Now all of a sudden, who's got Elijah Moore to the Saints when he didn't have him in the first round?
Ooh, that was a half a dab.
Yeah,
he got half.
Are you dabbing on Todd McShay again?
Man.
Like, dabbing on anybody that copies my stuff.
You think
that's what I'm talking about.
Tevin Jenkins swagger, going to
Swagger Jacker. Yeah. That's what he
Tevin
said.
Tevin Jenkins going to Jacksonville. Oh, all of a sudden there's something magically new in his new mock
look
draft.
At these geeks. They look at each of them. And look what he did. He stole from
what
me.
He did.
He stole
from look. Me. Look at this.
Bunch of draft dorks.
Do you feel bad that the dude who can quote Thorne Oakenshield is calling you a nerd?
No. I consider the source. He had a guy who played flutes in stockings.
Really don't mind.
Jethro Tull. I can't take that serious.
Yeah, you got a point.
The animals would not have been okay with that.
Oh, no. The animals love Jethro Tull.
Do they love Thorne Oakenshield?
I brought it to
them. Did you keep your reading of The Hobbit?
Draft questions.
Did you keep your reading? People love football. Did you keep your reading of The Hobbit away from the animals? You didn't tell them that you read The Hobbit, did you?
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody about The Hobbit. Your sperms and the guts. He loves it.
Did you want to go to break? Continue to sing about Jethro Tull.
Take us a break.
Okay.
I want to tell
time
you
to talk about the Rockets.
Yeah, the Houston Rockets. This is a really cool deal that they have going on here. So the Rockets, you want a chance to see the newly rejuvenated Kelly Olynyk, who's killing people out here, or DJ Augustine, or of course your guy, Christian Wood. Well, you got a chance to do that. But you know what? How about Zion Williamson? Zion's coming to town. Have you seen Zion? People are going bonkers over Zion Williamson. And I understand why. April 4th at 7 p.m. this Easter Sunday, 7 p.m., and you can start, you enter at 6 o'clock. I'm going to tell you why. The Rockets have a deal. Four tickets for as low as $99, and you're going to get four tickets, four hot dogs, and four drinks. And that includes beer, wine, soda, or water. What a great offer for you. Ticket, hot dog, a drink. And you got that for as low as $99 for four tickets. What a great offer. And the Rockets are also going to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids from 6 to 7 with great prizes in each egg. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get in there. Take advantage of it. You got the Easter egg hunt, and then you got a fantastic offer for, obviously, the tickets, the hot dogs, and the drinks. And you get to see Zion Williamson and the newest members of your Houston Rockets. The Rockets Family Pack Ticket Special is one you don't want to miss out. Grab your Rockets tickets today. Where? At Rockets.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 919 ESPN 97.5. Did we get Greg in yet? No, we haven't gotten Greg in yet. So, right, Del? We haven't gotten Greg in. He's been waiting a while. So we're talking, all these people got questions for Lance for Amasha. What we got? Here on 97.5 and 92.5, we have got NFL.com's Lance Zierlein. He's got a mock draft out that everybody agrees with, every one of his picks.
They agree with him so much, they changed their own mock drafts.
Yes. The experts are out there looking to see who... Ooh, let me put that guy.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me put... you know, instead of doing the work themselves, like Lance
work.
Does.
Do the
Lance
work.
Is up here till 9 o'clock, almost as long as Julia's here.
Noticing Julia being, you know, not really accosted, but being talked up by people.
Yeah.
I can hear it from my office.
Julia,
I can hear the,
you know, you want to come in and tell us
she won't give us the names.
No, she's not going to give it
who's
up.
Hitting on you while you're here, Julia?
I asked her. She wouldn't give me names, but she said at least a couple paid employees.
Hitting on?
Paid employees?
Hitting on, not interns. Talking to.
Well, I asked her. I wanted to get clarification, and she said, hitting on me.
Like, you want to go out?
I don't know about that, but you know women can sense when a person's not just simply talking to them.
Are they shot shooters? Yeah. I don't think you do that with interns, period, though.
Julia, Lance wants to know, are the guys talking to you at least
shot shooters?
Are they
younger? Are they shooting shots? Or well, I mean, know. You're an intern. I think that's kind of out of bounds, personally, but I don't know. What? Almost like you'd
Julia,
have to get her
shooting
in here
a shot.
Talk. She's got her mask on. She's in another room. We can't hear, especially through the glass.
I'm waiting for her to
put the mic on.
She doesn't want.
Put the mic on.
Give us names, Julia.
No, don't give up the names.
Would you?
Chicago, you're asking for a rat?
You don't like snitches, John.
This is why you get kicked out of Chicago.
Julia, would you consider them shot shooters? Like, were they taking shots?
She
said yes.
She
says yes.
Okay.
I can't. Yeah, you can't hold it against them.
Well, you could kind of at the workplace.
Shoot
your
shot.
You can't kind of hold it against them.
Okay.
It's a workplace. You can hold it against them.
I mean, what?
What if they're,
Julia was
what
ugly,
if they're
I'd
like,
say, hey, what are you doing?
What if they're like 45 years old?
No.
I don't even know
Julia's
who
Julia's not
be,
ugly. You got to shoot your shot.
How do we? Well, they don't even know what she looks like.
What
she's
if they're 20 years old?
She's got a mask
she's
on
got
all
a
the
mask
time.
On.
You know what? I don't know
she
if
she could have a Joker face.
I don't know what.
What if she
never
had
seen
cut
her,
her
it.
Mouth like Heath Ledger did? You don't even see that.
Julia, did you cut your mouth like Heath Ledger? You did?
See?
No.
I've never even seen Julia because she's got
I'm
her mask on.
This, yeah,
I'm not talking about
I'm
mask.
Not going to say that either. But on. It speaks to the change of energy and the desperation from dudes. Like, you've only seen half of her face, the top half, and you can't control yourselves.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's all right. They're guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. The top half looks good. I can only imagine what the bottom half looks like. What are you
what
talking
do you
about?
Of her face?
Oh, face. There's a face covering. Oh, that sounded super weird.
Hey, listen, shoot your shot. What are you going to do? I know they're a little older, Julia. It's all right. You
unless
know what?
It's young interns. Unless it's interns coming at you, then I can't. That's y'all's world. I don't know what happens with intern
going
love.
For no interns.
I don't know what intern love is
got
like.
No
I
money.
Don't know.
If you're an intern here, you got no money.
Why do you think she's in it for the money? What's wrong with you?
Why wouldn't you?
What is wrong? Dell, he gets worse every
he's
segment.
He's a terrible person. I told you.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, you think that's her focus?
If you're going to go out with somebody, you want somebody
no,
to go out with somebody.
No, they're going
with money.
After Julia's money.
No. Oh, that's right. Woman.
Yeah. What are you talking about? She goes to Rice.
Yeah. No. No. Well, the interns are going after Julia's money. The ones with money ain't going after her money.
Who works here who has money?
We don't know.
True,
I don't
too.
Know.
At least something to buy her a burger.
Is your guy Will Doctor taking his shooting his shot?
Will
we
got to
keep an eye on Will Doctor, the intern.
I hope so. I hope he's shooting his shot. I don't
no,
know.
No, you
what
don't.
He's doing over
you
there.
Don't hope. You just hope they have a professional relationship here.
No, they're interns. Let them do stuff.
No, not stuff. Not stuff.
You definitely do not speak for David Gal.
Or 100%. Any of us. He only
no, you don't speak for me
I'm
either, Commissioner.
There's this whole intern thing going on.
Why?
Intern relationship.
I don't. I hope they just enjoy their time here. And then what they do outside of here is none of my business.
Yeah. That's right. I'd like Del to speak for me on this, not you.
Let's get Greg in here on ESPN.
I hope they're shooting their shots. Hey, do stuff.
What up, Greg?
What's going on, guys? Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Lance, I wanted to ask you. So when you're in your mock, and you know, I've seen different things. So forgive me if I'm off. But I mean, just hypothetically, ask actually is my real question here. So if the first three picks are quarterbacks, and then say Atlanta doesn't take a quarterback or a lineman, and they go Pitt, and then Cincinnati goes with Chase, then what might that leave the Dolphins at six with?
Well, that's a tough one. That could be another trade back situation. I mean, Devontae Smith, I'd be perfectly happy drafting Javante Smith.
But they ain't.
You know who I think they would draft
after they just traded?
You know
up,
who
though?
I think they would draft though is Jalen Waddle at six. No, they could still trade back.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you give up a first rounder?
Well,
next year
I don't
to trade
think they
again?
Anticipated Pitts and I don't know that they anticipated Pitts and Chase being gone, but I think Jalen Waddle would be the pick over.
Over Devontae?
Yeah, because here's why. Will Fuller's outside. Devontae Parker is outside. Chase is a really talented wide receiver who gets wide open. He can catch the easy, basic catch-and-run throws that you know, off the RPO stuff. And how much RPO did they run last year?
Yeah, but no? If you loved Pitts, Lance, why wouldn't you just stay at three then? I mean, that's where he could go.
Because you added all that draft capital. And probably I think it would have been Chase. But I think
gave up capital, too, by going back up to six.
Well, but they may like Jalen Waddle just as much. You didn't give up all the first-round picks.
I think it's Smith. I think it would be Smith.
I would take Smith, but it wouldn't shock me if it's Waddle. Waddle. I think they sit still and draft either Waddle or Smith. I mean, you can't go wrong. Those two guys are both really good players.
Are there injury concerns though with Waddle, like from the combine and not running and stuff? Did I hear that right?
Well, so he had the ankle issue, and so what they'll do is they're going to have a medical combine for 150 players. My guess is Waddle will be one of them. Caleb Farley is going to be one. So what happens is there's 150 players who are going to go to the medical combine. They're going just for medicals, and this is where players are going to either solidify their draft stock or they're going to fall based on what the medicals tell them. I don't expect Jalen Waddle, based on the injury he had, I don't expect Jalen Waddle to be a player who falls out because of medicals. And if he does, you draft Devontae Smith, and oh well, you got a 170-pound guy who's tremendously polished and can play inside, outside. Like, that is hardly and maybe Devontae Smith he would be my pick personally. I just think they might go with Jalen Waddle, but either way, they're in good shape. That's a really good question, because for the first time now, after both of those players' workouts, I think there is a real possibility that Justin Fields, and I've had Justin Fields falling to 9. He could fall maybe even further than that. Maybe Trey Lance could. I don't think he'll fall beyond 8. But I think now the reality is Penei Sewell is going to be the guy who is going to fall. And because these guys, Devontae Smith, I just have a hard time thinking he'll fall too far. Jalen Waddle's not falling.
Okay, if Devontae Smith is there, Dell, at 6, I mean, how into Parker are they? 1,000-yard receiving year in his career.
Well, he's had this.
They're giving him $11 million.
But Waddle's
this year.
A receiver. They're going to draft a receiver.
Well, they're going to draft a receiver, and he had to suffer under Adam Gase, which is always a thing. He got better when that guy left. I think they're not the same guy. They need a guy who can separate and get open, which would be Waddle or Smith. They don't have a separator. They have guys who will make contested catches. When Preston Williams is actually healthy, he'll do that. Devontae Parker the same way. They need a different type, and I think Lance is right. Although with Chase's 40 and his pro day, he may be out of their range because the Bengals might take him.
Which is my thing. I've said I had Pitts going. I'm like, don't Pitts draft Penei Sewell. He's not nearly as good as these other guys. You know, make do on the offensive line. Give Joe Burrow mega weapons.
Yeah.
Waddle is this talent. If he had stayed healthy, might have gone before Smith. But there are questions. Although we know what he is, he's one of the most explosive players in football, when he played. I would like a freak. Like, I love Devontae Smith, but sometimes you just want a freak athlete who can still be really good, and that's what Waddle is. So
he could
see
be
it.
Tyreek.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's a freak athlete.
Dude, and he gets wide. Like, he's not just rugs. He runs routes so crisp and tight with how tight he can get into his turns, because he's built so low to the – his center of gravity is nice and low. He goes up and wins balls up in the air, too, which is – you know, that's what Tyreek does. But here's the other thing. What if the Dolphins got a little frisky and traded back again and had their eyes the whole time on Micah Parsons? You need inside linebacker, too.
You want to – how far back you draft in that character concern?
Well, I mean, you know, if you got somebody coming up, let's say the Patriots move up.
You want to give the Patriots an elite
prospect?
No,
not in the division. Let's say...
How far would they move back? You're going to go from 3 to what?
Okay, let's say initially. You went to 8. Let's say you went from 6 to 8.
When the Panthers won it somewhere?
Let's say Carolina moves up. You go from 6 to 8.
Wouldn't you still have an option to take in Waddle at 8?
Yeah, probably. So I'd have to move... Okay, 6 to 9. Now, you still are going to get your...
Yeah, you would probably still get if you like Waddle, you could probably take him. I think Waddle at 6 is probably... People are going to see that as high.
Although, is there any chance that the Dolphins would trade back and say, we'll go take an elite athlete, and we'll fade any character concerns with Micah Parsons.
I think they would. I think because of a connection, they were at the Senior Bowl, so they got to see Browning play, and he tested pretty well. I think in my eyes, they would take a pass catcher and then maybe try to get Browning in the second round.
Browning's Ohio State linebacker.
Yeah.
We'll break it. We got more draft. Yeah. Look, it's draft time.
It is draft time. Guys. All kinds of people.
Guys, it's draft time.
Wouldn't you rather have Owusu Koramoah than get rid of Micah Parsons?
I like both of them. I think both of them are going to be fantastic.
But Parsons, I don't want Parsons' background.
Well, his background is tremendous edge.
No, I'm talking about his off the field.
Well, no, I know, that's what I'm talking about. But it's not drugs, alcohol. It's not violence against women. It is
violence against teammates. Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Koramoah is really 215 pounds?
221.
That's what he meant. Well, he played at least at 215 last year. Probably. Allegedly.
That's the concern. And his agent told me yesterday he'll play somewhere between 220 and 225. Yeah. So he's going to be a little smaller.
Yeah. All right, 9:31. We'll take a break, and we get all your calls in here on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5.
It's the draft hour.
So Lindor got 34. Just quickly before we do this. 34 a year. For 10 years, he misses an average 6 games a year over the last 5. Over the last 5 years, Carlos, over the last 4 years, misses 50 games a year.
But there is a belief starting to build that the Astros' deadline to get a deal done with Carlos
Not
Correa.
Not last 4. I didn't include last year because it was a shortened season.
Yeah. There is a concern now that Carlos Correa this Lindor deal may have screwed everything up. Where it looked like there was a positive movement. Now, will Carlos Correa stay with that and take a deal that makes him look like a slappy compared to Lindor and Tatis? I mean, in real life, it doesn't. But, you know, amongst his peers, that's a concern. We don't, you know, the money to us is like, oh, my God, generational wealth. But for Carlos Correa, it's not about the money. It's about his standing with those other guys. If he takes a deal that's half of what Lindor has, which would be an incredible offer, $175 guaranteed. If he takes half of what Lindor has, or almost half, it's going to look like it's not going to be a good look for him. I don't know how this gets done now. I don't know how the Astros get this done. I think that Lindor deal, what a bunch of a-holes they are for pulling that Lindor deal now.
What? That's what you're...
Let Correa go first.
Free Carlos Correa from this oppressive Astros regime. I mean, come on. How can
Basically
you live
plays for free?
How can you live on $20 million? Okay, so Carlos is going to pass up, I don't know what we're going to offer, $24-25 million a year for his 11.7 this year. 11.7 this year. And we'll see what he gets if he has a down year or another injury laden year. Yep. We'll see how maybe they're leaving money on the table with this insulting offers that they're making.
By the way, before we get to the phone lines, Tony says, those shot shooters need to play the long game with Julia. For example, an intern I had back in 2012, whom I did not Deshaun in any way, and I don't like that that's a verb, but he said, I do not Deshaun her in any way. She's now my wife. Lesson, hide your creeper tendencies, creepers.
So, yeah, she shouldn't be able
like
to
he's
clock.
He's talking directly to you, but whatever.
Well, how?
I hope you started Deshaun-ing her at some point if she's your wife.
Well, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that you want to Deshaun anybody. And I don't want to. Let's not do that. I don't want that to be a new verb on the show.
Yeah, for the interns or anyone in a situation, a woman shouldn't clock you immediately and go, okay, this is who you are. She shouldn't be able to clock you. You should look, guys. We all know we're that dude, and really, but
yeah.
She shouldn't be able to clock you as soon as you talk to her.
Yeah, I think they can though.
That's true.
They know,
but
right away.
She probably
got
would
an innate sense. About, I think, boy, I think this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, so you should be better at hiding it.
Wow. Now that was great matchmaking insight by John. It's always about the stacks. Dell just doesn't understand, but thankfully he has John to teach him another this father guy, figure moment.
Golly. John, could that guy stop cradling your undercarriage, please?
Whoa. Julia's standing right next to you.
And that's why I cleaned it up. I could have said something else.
You did this with the fingers.
But not on the mic.
You did.
But not on the mic. I usually do it on the mic.
Yeah.
Could that guy stop using something, the massage oil Deshaun wants on your undercarriage, please?
Oh, my God. Undercarriage talk again?
Better than... it's better than Deshaun-ing someone.
Let's get Clay in here. What up, Clay? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? Just had a question for Lance on his mock draft.
Yep.
I'm a Jaguars fan. I saw that he mocked Jenkins to them at 25, and I'm a big Jenkins fan. But whose spot on that O-line do you see Jenkins taking year one?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, whose spot on the O-line for the Jags do you see Jenkins taking year one? Because I'd imagine you're dropping someone at 25, they're going to start on day one.
Well, for one, he can play tackle or guard. So he can play either. I know Norwell has not played all that well. I know he's getting paid, but I know he's not played all that well. Who is on the right side for the Jags?
Jawan Taylor had a great rookie year, but
he had a good strike. Jawan's been pretty good, but there's been talk that Jawan can move inside, but he wouldn't move inside. The guy that would move inside would be Jenkins, who has the shorter arms. So to me, you've got him. I mean, AJ Cann is okay. Norwell was disappointing. I would go either one of those guys, and I don't know if he can snap it or not. But AJ will probably stick around. I don't think he didn't re-up, did he?
I think he's got 1 year left, but he had probably his best season last year. So, I guess there's a little promise for him.
Yeah, I would, to be honest with you, I know they're disappointed with how Norwell played. I would, for me, it's competition. You throw him in and let the best man win, but more than likely, I think it would be left guard and it'd be Norwell.
Well, how about getting a weapon for him, like Elijah Moore, if he's sitting there?
Well, that's another thought. The Jags added another wide receiver, but they do need a slot. Yeah. So that's another thought, is the Jaguars to go.
Get Trevor Lawrence slot. Some weapons. If they're okay on the line.
But you could also look at Amari Rodgers later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, you don't make drafts just for one single year.
No.
The Jaguars offensive line, Clay, is not like that's not a
Trevor
great...
Lawrence and Elijah Moore come in together. They'll and be here's together something for a else. While.
You've got a franchise tag right now on your left tackle. That doesn't mean the long-term deal is going to get done right now with him. You franchised him. I don't know if Taylor can play on the left side. I don't think he can. I think Jenkins could, but I wouldn't put a short-arm guy over there.
Well, why wouldn't he be there at OSU then?
What do you mean?
Because their left tackle sucked.
Well, he has played there.
Yeah, but he was playing the right side this year, and their left tackle sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe he's not. Maybe they said, nah, you stay over there. I mean, I think
that's a fair question you're asking. You don't just make draft picks when you're desperate and you don't have a choice anymore. A right guard is very average, even though he had his best year. I mean, that's after, what has he been there for, 6 years? You've got, your left guard was a disappointment in Norwell. I mean, it was a big disappointment for the money. I like right tackle fine. We'll see if he holds up. I know there's a knee condition. And then you have a franchise. You got a left tackle on a franchise tag. It's a little tenuous, to be honest with you, on the offensive line. So that was one of my concerns. But you are right. If you draft somebody in the first, you expect them to play. But I also think Jenkins is better than Norwell. And Jenkins, to me, is one of the strongest players in this draft in terms of just straight-ahead strength. But you could go in a number of directions. The Jags have plenty of concerns. I was going through their team needs yesterday. Slot is one of them, but to me, you can get a slot wide receiver later in the draft. That was my thought there. Although I think Elijah Moore is awfully good. Awfully good. All right. Thanks for the call, Clay.
All right, Clay. Appreciate it. Let's get Casey in here. What's up, Casey?
Hey, guys. I got kind of a long question here. I was trying to figure out what the gap, if any gap, between Sertan and Horn was, and maybe the fact that like Horn didn't have the front seven that Sertan did, if that makes any kind of difference. And then, would you pick either of them above Pitts or Penei?
I would take Sertan ahead of. I could see Sertan going ahead of Pitts. Absolutely. He's cornerback one. But for sure ahead of Penei Sewell. I think Surtain is definitely better than Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell, this generational stuff that was, that crap that was, has been out there, that's just not accurate. Penei Sewell's got really a year and a half under his belt. He's got strength issues. He has, now he was only 19 at the time when his last tape. But I would take Surtain ahead of Penei Sewell, but it depends on the team. It depends on the needs. I think Penei goes ahead of J.C. Horn. I don't think there's a huge difference, but I do think there's a difference. For me, it's the difference between Etienne and Najee Harris. I think they're both really talented. I think Etienne is a better prospect by about the same level that I think Surtain is over Horn. But Surtain is a rare technician with tremendous physical attributes. But Horn has even better physical attributes, if that's possible, or in the same neighborhood, and even better. Well, they're out basically the same size, like 6'1", over 200 pounds. You just don't see corners like that very often anymore. I think Surtain is more consistent than Horn, but they're both really, really talented. So not a huge difference between them, but to me, there's no way Horn goes ahead of Surtain. Let me put it that way.
All right, 713-780-3776-943. Let's take a quick break. We got one more segment with Lance. If you want to get in here about draft, get in here now, because the actual draft is this month.
I'm sorry, is that Gilbert wants to talk Houston Cougars?
Yeah, he wants to talk, or maybe he wants to talk about Cougars.
No, I think Houston Cougars.
Well, you know, I don't know, maybe. Well, you don't know.
Well, just, no, actually, I don't.
No, you don't know.
Ever since the bikini modeling or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what to think anymore at all.
You can't be sure about
it. It depends on what time period he's talking about. Like
in the 80s?
In the 80s, it's going to be about those women at that modeling studio. Now, it'll be about the Houston Cougars.
I think so.
Yeah. No question. All right, taking a break, and we'll get, this is a quick one, so don't go anywhere.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say you're a must.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Renee is next up here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Renee?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I'm just calling to see if it's true. I've seen it on Instagram on the Texans update. They just got done saying that they traded Deshaun Watson for 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds and got Quentin Williams.
Who said this?
It was on Texans update on Instagram.
On Instagram? No.
As of now, no.
Yes.
No.
It's, that may appear to just be a rumor. We do not see a report about him being traded.
There's no report yet. We haven't seen anything. It might not have happened. We just haven't seen it yet.
Or maybe it's a rumor trade that they hope happens. But yeah, Renee, as of now, nothing on the Deshaun front other than we're at 40 massage
therapists. You sure they weren't speculating?
That's a bad update.
That is the update.
The tote board is bad, yeah.
Yeah, 21 lawsuits, 18 in defense, and then one SI article woman who hasn't decided yet. So that's 40.
Yeah.
We're at a round number.
Yeah. But apparently there was one other that SI had, so maybe it's 41.
Possibly.
Could be 41. You know what? The tote board is always...
Will Deshaun ever throw 40 touchdowns in a season?
No.
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 I don't think he'll ever be that.
Maybe for the Mean Machine.
No. For the prison team. That's from Longest Yard.
Maybe. How about that? Deshaun's a joke.
Yeah, by the way,
our owner's a joke.
Hey, it's April 1st, so whoever was calling in, he got fooled by...
April Fool's Day.
He got fooled by some April Fool. So yeah, thanks, Matt.
It was all right when Cal was a joke, right? It sucked, but at least it's just Cal.
He's Cal. Who cares about Cal being a joke?
Cal's never been an MVP candidate.
No. I mean,
Cal cannot bring you multiple first round picks.
Let's get Gilbert in here. He wants to talk about the Cougs. We haven't talked about the Cougs.
That's right.
Hold on. What's up, Gilbert?
Yeah, I'm not going no more watch party. I threw up there last game.
You threw up there? What happened? You drank too many beers?
Yeah, I threw up there, you know.
You threw up at a watch party?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Gilbert.
I threw up there. The food wasn't right there anyway. It was vending food, you know.
Was there free food?
I threw up there, and a man almost hit me, you know.
Okay, wait. Start from the beginning. Hold on. I want to hear all this. Start from the beginning. Now, where were you?
At the Cougar watch party.
Where?
At the Cougars watch party. When did this happen?
During the game.
No, this last week?
Yeah. Well, where was it, Gilbert? Where was it, Gilbert? Where was the watch party?
At Discovery Green.
Discovery Green. So you were at, all right, so I want to paint the picture. Gilbert, you went to Discovery Green. You went to the University of Houston watch party. Is that correct? In their game that they had against Oregon State. Is that correct?
Counselor.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
It seems like you're leading the witness, counselor.
No, I'm just establishing the facts here. So Gilbert said, yes, that's right. Now, when you got there, was there food there? Did you order food? Did you bring food? Or was there food there for you? Which is the favorite?
There's a vending machine food there anyway.
A vending machine food?
Food like that and the people like that in the truck, you know.
Oh, food trucks.
Oh, food truck.
Okay. So you have food trucks. So you ate the food truck, and then you were telling me that you threw up after that?
Yeah, the food wasn't right anyway.
Okay, so
the food
was...
I thought the vending machine was good anyway. You know, I just don't understand that.
Hold on. You know, what don't you understand?
I thought the food truck should be better, but it's not, you know.
All right, listen. What did you have? Did you have tacos, or what did you have?
Tacos. I hate tacos anyway.
Yeah. So did you throw up on anyone, or did any of your vomit hit anyone?
I almost did, but I got away with it anyway.
Oh, you turned and you threw up on the ground.
Yeah, you know what? Tacos are not good for you anyway.
No, tacos suck.
It's bad for your cholesterol. It's bad for your cholesterol. And they're bad for your blood sugar anyway.
Yeah, know? Take that, Mexico.
Now you guys know that I'm diabetic now anyway.
We know what?
I need to ride a bicycle. What?
Was that you? Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was. That was you. Oh, so, okay, so wait a minute, Gilbert. You threw up and then you said some man got mad at you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. He said, watch it, buddy. That's all he said.
Oh, he said, watch it, buddy, because you were throwing up? Hey, you should have said, hey, a-hole. I got a stomach ache here. You see, I threw up because of
this is a lot.
Because of tacos,
you're rushing through all this, and I need you to just let this thing simmer a little bit.
No, I'm not rushing through anything.
You're rushing
through. He had tacos.
I know, but I want to go through and really get through all this stuff and really dig in here. Somebody, you ate tacos, which are bad for your cholesterol and what else? For your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're bad for everything.
Blood sugar.
In your blood sugar. Let me ask you: are you going to take advantage of National Burrito Day today, or no?
What do you mean?
Well, today is National Burrito Day.
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, burritos are okay for your...
Happy Easter, okay?
What's that?
Happy Easter.
No, wait, Gilbert.
Don't go anywhere.
Hold on, because we got to find out about this.
Hey,
you went to Discovery Green, you got food truck tacos, you threw them up because they're bad for your cholesterol, the guy was mad at you.
I don't think that's why he threw them up.
Well, they're bad for your cholesterol, too. And then the guy was mad at him and said, watch it, buddy.
Which guy? Just a random guy or someone
who almost threw up on him? Right, Gilbert?
April Fool. I just joking with you. That's all.
He's just joking
April
with you.
April Fool.
April Fool.
Gilbert!
He got you.
Gilbert legitimately got me.
Goodbye.
Gilbert
Keep those egg rolls fried.
Gilbert.
He hung up.
Do you...
See that you?
I just got this by Gilbert.
You both deserve it. Particularly you, Lance.
I bought in all the way.
Particularly you, Lance, because this
I bought in all the way.
This is the story you wanted to drill down on, not his stoop.
No,
that wasn't on April 1st.
Yeah, that's not. No, that's a real thing.
This is the story you wanted to drill down
on. Yeah, because Gilbert said he had food. It was rotten. Tacos are bad for your blood sugar. Cholesterol.
Take that, Mexico.
You got duped by Gilbert.
Gilbert punked me. I cannot believe he got me on.
Again, wait a minute. This is not the first time Gilbert has outsmarted us.
No.
Outsmarted you two.
No.
Multiple times.
Remember
the time he got you to take him to Minute Maid Park and let him interview
Roger Clemens?
Roger Clemens. You joke's on you.
Yeah, he did.
That's Gilbert's version of this.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
It's early
Julia
still.
And her virgin She's ears hurt. Right there.
Well, don't make assumptions. What?
Okay. Julia, she doesn't want to hear this. A nice little girl from Wilmette.
She want to hear this? Dude, that's what he's basically
I know. Oh, you mean she doesn't want to hear that interns should do stuff? She wants to hear that?
I hope there's like something going on there.
With
I don't
who?
Know.
You have, why? Why do you hope?
Thing? Guys, I've got some phenomenal news for you guys.
What do you have?
In Croatia, a tennis player just sold a patch of her skin for $5,000.
What?
Yeah, it's a patch of her skin on her right arm. It's a new NFT. Although that would be fungible, right?
Non-fungible. I think so.
If it's an NFT, it can't be an NFT if it's an actual patch of skin. But Croatian tennis player Oleksandra Olenjakova sold exclusive lifetime ownership of part of her right arm for more than $5,000.
Oh, so she didn't have to cut it off.
Oh, wait a minute. 6 days after putting it up for auction on the popular NFT marketplace OpenSea, she sold exclusive lifetime ownership of part of her right arm for more than $5,000.
So does that mean it's like ad space for someone if they want? They can do whatever they want with it? They can put a tattoo on it or promote a brand on it?
I would ask for her to slice it open. If you're so stupid to sell me $5,000, slice it open an inch deep with a knife.
Whoa.
Why?
Yeah.
You got violent.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Gross.
She sold... Somebody is paying money for part of her arm, but they don't really own it. This is a lot like Black Mirror. This is what this is. Black Mirror got beat to the punch by reality for once.
You wouldn't sell part of yourself for money? Not actually.
No, remember when Jeff Bagwell
some skin for
remember when Jeff Bagwell's,
but she's not even cutting it off. It's just a part of her that
Jeff
you can
Bagwell's
own.
Jeff Bagwell's ex had a temporary tattoo that she had to wear for like
temporary.
6 months.
Yeah.
Across her head. From Caribbean.
I think she had to shave her head.
It was an online casino. Yeah.
Yeah, for a casino.
No, I'm not doing that.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't he do it?
Why wouldn't he?
If Dr. Linville wanted to put something on
$5,000.
Yeah, what if he put Doc Linville
on that divot? You don't think?
No, his whole name wouldn't fit on there.
And it's actually not great for business that you're promoting, you know, hair restoration. There's a divot in the back of the head. It's not great for the business, no.
It's nothing. That's bad. I think he already told you goodbye. Did you tell Lance goodbye?
I mean, if he didn't hear.
Bye, bitch.
None of this makes any sense anymore. The NFT
Excuse thing. Me.
Just... Bye, bitch.
I'm not listening to that. This NFT thing has me shook.
Excuse me. Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.